Hi, I'm Larry Magid. Do you have an old computer or a cell phone lying around and some kids that are craving them? Well, according to PBS, it's pretty common to go out and buy yourself a new one and give the old one to the kids. The Public Broadcasting Service did a survey, and Leslie Rottenberg, the Senior Vice President of Children's Media for PBS, told me what they found.
About a quarter of them said that they would find a second life for their personal tech devices this holiday season, passing their used mobile phones and computers to their kids while they get new ones for themselves.
You know, I told this to my wife, and her reaction is, how selfish of the parents. They're giving their kids the hand-me-downs. Why aren't the kids getting the new stuff?
Well, you know, I don't know. You know, one of the things that we found in the past were that parents recognize that some of these devices, have the potential to be incredibly educational for their kids, but they weren't terribly comfortable sharing their own devices with the kids and felt like there were, you know, safety issues and there were potential of breaking the devices. So it seems like it's a good compromise as they move on to the next version.
And despite what my wife said, I'm not sure I want to give my brand new iPhone to my kid who might lose it or break it. Let them break the older version instead
exactly.
of the new one. Not that the kids are going to do that, but there is that risk. So what kinds of devices are we seeing most prevalently being handed down?
So about 54% of them said they would pass down computers. So that was number one. 38% said they would pass down mobile devices. So that was number two.
Okay, any other interesting results from the survey?
Well, when we asked parents how they choose apps for their smartphones, because, you know, we're always really looking for the ways that these devices can be educational tools for children. So we asked them how they're choosing the apps, and 74% of parents rank educational value as one of the top reasons for purchase. They're also looking for fun games, of course. And so it was kind of a combination between fun games and educational as being the top two. And then, you know, a lot of them talked about how difficult it was for them to try to find the right apps for their kids because it's such a new market and it's hard to tell what's good. And 49% of them said they reference what other parents are buying, so it's kind of a word of mouth thing. And then 45% said they look at parental ratings and review systems.
And by the way, this is a good time to mention that the ESRB, what is that, the Entertainment Software Rating Board, has both an app and, of course, a website, ESRB.org, that rates computer games. And I think they're starting to rate apps, also Common Sense Media. But I was going to ask in general, ratings aside, where do you find good apps for kids and ones that are educational, as you mentioned?
Well, we often recommend Common Sense Media. I mean, I know it's a tool that I use with my kids, and so I feel like it's reliable. But aside from that, we basically tell parents, kind of what they should be looking for, because we know there it's going to be a combination of word of mouth and reviews. And the most important thing is that it's really a combination of engaging and educational, because if they're not engaged, they're not going to learn. So we're not really going for electronic flashcards here. We're going for something that is really going to be engaging for their kids, but also has a lot of learning built in. And it's really important that it be developmentally appropriate. So, you know, paying a lot of attention to what your child can do. And so they're challenged but not frustrated by the level of whatever the app is. And it's a great idea for parents to try it first.
Now, you've been very disciplined in not promoting PBS's app, so I'm going to reward you by asking you. Because, in fact, you do have some really great apps for kids. And a lot of people don't know that in addition to putting on television programs, PBS also publishes apps and other tools for children. So talk a little bit about what you're doing in that area.
We have a number of apps. I think it's 14 now. And we've really been experimenting. We've been on the cutting edge because we see that there's a lot of potential for teaching children, and so we want to be there with the trusted educational properties that we also have on television and that we have living on the web on our free website and experimenting in this app space. And we've done some research, for example, with some literacy apps that we developed, and we've done them in low-income communities, where kids really, you know, tend to not read as much and need some help with vocabulary. And we found some really good results with just using an app, you know, not on a forced basis, just, you know, the kids could play with the apps that we gave them, and we gave them the devices, and they could play with them as often as they wanted over a two-week period. And we found that children who were between the ages of 3 and 7 who played with one of our apps called Martha Speaks Dog Party had a 31% gain in the vocabulary that was tested before and after the use of the app. So we're finding great results. That's one of my favorite of our apps, Martha Speaks Dog Party. Mm-hmm. We also have another great literacy app, which is based on the television property Super Why, that's highly recommended for helping children learn literacy skills.
Great. Well, thank you very much. I think we've got a good overview both of what PBS is offering and the notion that parents can safely pass down their used cell phones and computers. Well, maybe not so safely. They need to still be careful about how their kids are using them, but maybe not feel so guilty about giving those old devices to their kids, because they're also going to be giving them some cool software and apps and perhaps a little bit of parental supervision in how they use them.
That's right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.